Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio.
George, did you see the Cam Newton story this weekend? Okay, did you guys see this story?
No, I didn't see this.
So, and there's video of this. Cam Newton was on a 10-hour flight to Paris, I think for like some fashion week. You know, Cam wears stuff that's like, what? You know, what is this dude wearing? But Cam is seen on the flight offering somebody $1,500 cash to switch seats with him so Cam could have more leg room instead of Cam had a seat in, like, basic coach. And the guy that got offered $1,500 said, nah, bro. And so Cam had to take his butt back to coach.
What?
First of all, what the hell is Cam Newton doing? Cam signed a $100 million contract, $60 million guarantee. Why are you not sitting in first class? That's number one.
Why aren't you on your own jet?
What are you doing? Cam, and then if there ever was a person that needed to, like, pay for more room on a flight, you ever book a flight and you have the option to, like, upgrade for room and all that stuff? You know, sometimes you check your bank account. You're like, nah, I can't swing it, player.
Right.
Okay, I get it. But, and we're also both not 6'6", 260.
Exactly.
He doesn't fit, like, I barely fit in, like, sometimes there are seats in, like, regular coach where I'm like, you know, I mean, I'm only 6'2", and I'm 6'2", 6'3", and I barely fit.
Right.
Like, so if there ever was a guy that, like, literally, his body does not fit in coach. And then he also has the means to pay to be first class or whatever, right?
Right.
You know, he's not 6'6", 250 working at Taco Bell. You know, he's 6'6", 250 with a $100 million contract, $60 million guarantee. You know, on the surface, you go, man, $1,500, how do you not give up your seat? But at the same time, I bet a 10-hour flight to Paris and whatever money you paid to have that seat, $1,500 is probably nothing to that person. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would have asked for $2,500.
I mean, I'm like, bro, you got Venmo? Why don't you go ahead and wire me a little bit? Honestly, what would be your, like, it's hard because everything's relative to your financial situation.
Yeah.
So right now, someone handed me $1,500 cash. I'm like, psh, I'll sit in the overhead bin, dog.
I'm with you. Well, I wouldn't bat an eye.
I will go sit. I'll sit in the bathroom the whole time. I don't care. 10-hour flight, though? Yeah, what's the longest flight you've ever been on?
The longest flight I've ever been on, well, here's what I'll say. The longest flight I've been on in the last 10 years is, like, from here to Chicago. So it's
okay.
But I got one coming up. It's about 4 hours. I already don't like flying.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, ugh, yikes.
The longest one, I think I've done London to New York. Ooh. London to New York, and that was a jaunt, boy.
Man.
Europe in that thing, like, you feel like, you land and you're like, what year is it? Who's president now? What's happening?
Man.
But I will say this. I'm one of those, I'm always fascinated what people will and won't spend money on. You know, some people will spend $350 for a pair of Jordans, but, you know, won't buy, like we'll have a beat up car,
right?
Or won't buy, they'll spend $350 for Jordans, but they won't pay for, like, parking. They're like, no, we'll park 5 blocks away. I won't $5 for parking. No, I'm not gonna do that.
But they got some fresh.
But they got you know, I'm always interested in what people will pay for. I will pay to be comfortable if I can. If it's within reason, I will pay to be comfortable.
Yeah, it's worth it.
10-hour flight for leg room. I don't know. I mean, again, I bet, like, again, to that guy, he's flying to Paris. He obviously got the big comfy seats.
Yep.
$1,500 to him is like if someone offered us $20, I bet, where it's like, I'm not moving for that.
you know what, $20 and some tickets to a Panthers game.
You would have, yeah, you would have negotiated a little bit more.
Oh yeah, me and Cam would have had a conversation.
Let's talk, Cam. We can figure this out.
Right, where's your people? They can talk to me. We can figure this out.
$1,500 cash. It's never good when you break out $1,500 cash and someone turns you down. You got to put that money back in your pocket and walk back to coach.
And how about those people that recognized him walking back to coach?
Cam Newton? The heck? Well, seriously, if there ever was a guy that has the financial means and is just like his size, I mean, dude is enormous.
Huge.
What are you doing, dude? What are you doing? You could put me in the overhead bin for a certain amount of money. If the money's right, open up the bin. Use caution when opening your overhead bin, as Nick Baugh may fly out.
Just give me some pretzels and I'm good.
I'm in the bin. I'm in the bin. Open it up slow. All right, coming up next. Hoy boy, oh boy. These stats really, really illustrate things. And then I'll try and, kind of lay out what needs to change for the stats to change. That's next.